Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Getting It Done. We're going to talk about fitness crazes and diet fads. I'm sure you all know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you've all participated in some kind of diet craze or new health kick or new exercise regime. I know I have. And it's all too easy to get sucked in. It very much is. I have a few times. The reality is, anything that's worth doing takes hard work and time and consistency. So exercise and nutrition is very much worth doing, but it doesn't happen overnight. So you're not going to get your beach body ready overnight. It takes time. It takes time to become healthy again. It takes time to get a six pack. It takes time to be able to run a marathon, whatever it is that you're searching for. It takes time to get your mental health back on track. It takes time. So these quick fixes are never going to be the one. Never going to be the one. I posted a reel the other day about how cockroach milk is the new health craze. Don't get me wrong. Insects are very nutritious. People have known that for centuries and centuries. In Thailand, they will sell you insects by the side of the road. Literally, they may have just picked them up off the floor and then put them on a barbecue and then they might be selling them to you. But nevertheless, you can go out and eat insects. Majority of insects that are not poisonous are very nutritious. They've got a lot of nutrients in there. Have you ever seen Pumbaa and Timon on Lion King eating their grubs? It's a thing, right? So I've no doubt that cockroach milk would be nutritious. However, not more nutritious than just eating the right vitamins and minerals on a daily basis. Like, you can get that nutrition from elsewhere. It doesn't have to be a cockroach. But what I'm trying to say is, a lot of these health fads and crazes and fitness crazes are centered around health and nutrition, but they're generally not a quick fix. They're something that you can add into your daily routine. So for example, the really fashionable thing at the moment in the health world is the ice baths. Everyone's getting an ice bath. And I have jumped on that craze, well and truly jumped on that craze. But I'm not expecting an amazing result from just jumping in the ice bath. I'm not expecting the world from it. It's not something that, like, I'm going to jump in a few days a week and I'm going to feel absolutely amazing. Even though after one ice bath, you do feel great. But it's not going to change my physique or my health overnight. Having done an ice bath 5 days a week for a year, then we can look at stats of how it's changed things, how it's changed my blood flow, how it's changed my oxygen levels, how it's changed my physique, how it's changed my mental health. We can then look into them stats, but we've got to go for it first. We've got to go along with it. The amount of people that try things and then say, actually, it don't work. What's the point? Because you haven't put the work in. So all these health crazes probably are centered around science and biology and probably do have some credence to them, but only if you participate in them for more than a couple of weeks or more than a few days. I worked for a supplement company and somebody called in yesterday to say that they tried, we have this product which is like a fat burner and it's an appetite suppressant. They tried the product, it doesn't work, I want my money back. Now they most probably tried this product, because we could see from the date they ordered it, for like a week or so. Nothing is going to happen in a week with anything. You could do, you could go on a weights resistance plan, and you could do it solidly for 2 weeks, 5 days a week for 2 weeks. I can guarantee you, you're not going to be seeing the results you want after 2 weeks, without a shadow of a doubt. You might start seeing inklings, which give you the motivation to then carry on. But in general, you're not going to be seeing any kind of result until you've done it long term, until you've put the consistency in, until you've put the hard work in. Everything we do is going to take work. And the quicker we realise this, the better we are going to be for it. So when you're having your cockroach milk, I mean, each to your own, or when you're doing your 90-day ab workouts, or when you're doing your ice bath challenge, whatever it may be, please, please, please realise that it takes more than 2 weeks. And as long as you are consistent, and it doesn't have to be full on every single day, it can just be a few minutes a day, 5 days a week. So I tell a lot of my clients to do a 20-minute walk. If they're starting from ground zero, they need to better their mental health, they need to feel more energised, they need to lose a bit of weight, whatever it may be, I tell them to start out slow and low. So you'd literally just go for that 10-minute walk around the block. That's how I started. That's how I started running. Road running, I went for literally a 5-minute slowest jog in the world around the block. I felt amazing and thought, do you know what? I can do a bit more and I can go a bit further. And that's how it evolved into the fitness I do today. But literally just do that little 20 minutes, 3 days a week to start with. I've got a client now who is struggling to lose weight. He has got diabetes. He's got a huge heart condition. He realises he needs to lose weight. He realises he needs to get healthier. And exercise is a real problem for him, amongst other issues. But exercise is a real problem for him. So we're just starting off for 2 days a week for 20 minutes walk. And that is it. So he decided to do a 20 minutes walk on a Sunday and a 20 minutes walk on a Wednesday when he got in from work. And that's all we're doing. We're doing that for a solid month. And then we're going to up that. And there'll be points in it where you feel like you can do more. I can do more than this. I'm going to up that. I'm going to do faster. I'm going to go longer. And that's great. You start getting the buzz for it then. And the motivation spurs you on. And then the results that come in after a month, 2 months down the line, you start seeing results. And that motivates you even more to go longer and harder. So that's what it's all about. It's all about the consistency. So yeah, these crazes and fads do work. But when they're incorporated into a bigger regime or when they're done for a longer period of time. So a 2-week quick fix is never going to be the one. Cockroach milk for 1 week is never going to make you healthy. Cockroach milk over a year, maybe might. It's got some nutrients in there that we can talk about. But please remember this. Put in the consistency, put in the hard work. There is no shortcuts. I've tried them all. It doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to go long and you've got to put the work in. But I hope that helps. If you want to try your cockroach milk, by all means do. Let me know how it tastes. But I'll be giving that one a miss. Anyway, have a fantastic day. Love you all. Please share this with anybody that you think may get value from this. Anyone you think may need to hear this, share. And if you could subscribe to my channel, that would really, really, really help because that's how I can keep my podcast going. I love you all. Have a great day. Bye for now.